Israeli anti-government activists clashed with police on the Tel Aviv-Jerusalem highway as they demanded the government resign over its failure to gain the release of hostages held by Hamas.
Protesters from various anti-government organizations, including Brothers in Arms, engaged in confrontations with law enforcement officials on the major roadway connecting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. According to Brothers in Arms, 13 of its members stood on the sidelines holding pictures of the hostages and Israeli flags before being arrested after obstructing traffic flow. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Cyber attacks against water utilities across the country are becoming more frequent and more severe, the Environmental Protection Agency warned.
Approximately 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the last year violated standards meant to prevent breaches or other intrusions, the agency said. Officials urged even small water systems to improve protections against hacks. Recent cyber attacks by groups affiliated with Russia and Iran have targeted smaller communities. Jim Kender reporting.
The death of Iran's president is unlikely to lead to any immediate changes in Iran's ruling system or to its overarching policies.
Ebrahim Raisi, who died in a helicopter crash Sunday, was seen as a prime candidate to succeed the 85-year-old supreme leader, and his death makes it more likely that the job could eventually go to Khamenei's son. A hereditary succession would pose a potential crisis of legitimacy for the Islamic Republic. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams defended the police department's response to a pro-Palestinian street demonstration in Brooklyn over the weekend.
Look at that entire incident, Adams said on the Mornings on One program on the local cable news channel NY1. He complained that protesters who marched through Brooklyn's Bay Ridge section on Saturday had blocked traffic, spit at officers, and in one instance, climbed on top of a moving city bus. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A 10-year-old boy who was swept into a storm drain while helping his family clean up storm debris is being kept on life support so that his organs can be donated, according to his father.
The boy Asher Sullivan officially passed away on May 18th, but remains on life support to facilitate the organ donation process. His dad, Jimmy Sullivan, wrote in a Facebook post, "It's 100% an Asher-type thing to do in continuing to be selfless," Sullivan shared on Facebook. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The cargo ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore nearly 2 months ago was moved from the crash site for the first time on Monday morning.
The Dolly, a 984-foot long and 158-foot wide container ship, had been partially blocking the entrance to one of America's busiest ports since the March 26th collision that triggered a catastrophic collapse of the bridge and killed six workers. Kyle Norris reporting.
The White House said that the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation will step down.
This is a departure that follows the release earlier this month of a damning report about the agency's toxic workplace culture. The White House said Martin Grunberg will step down once a successor is appointed and that President Joe Biden will name a replacement soon. Lawrence Keller reporting.
An Ohio law prohibiting cities from banning the sale of flavored tobacco products is unconstitutional, a judge has ruled.
The state is expected to appeal the ruling issued Friday by Franklin County Common Pleas Court Judge Mark Serrett, who had issued a temporary restraining order in April that stopped the law from taking effect. The measure had become law in January after the Republican legislature overrode GOP Governor Mike DeWine's veto, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.